And welcome to EAA Radio. It's 12:47, and we are joined by Craig Babbitt of the Air National Guard. And how are you doing today?
Doing really good.
Excellent. And what are you here for, representing the Air National Guard?
Of the Air National Guard, we had a new website. Well, it's not a new website. It's a redone website that we're sponsoring with the FAA. It's called seeinavoid.org. It's an opportunity for us to pass out to the general aviation crowd a site where you can check out military training rounds, military special use airspace, and find out what's going on. What we're trying to do is make sure we don't have any GA guys flying right through an area where you might have a 5-8 ship of fighter pilots going at it and potentially have a near midair. So we know that the military's done not such a great job getting out that information to the general aviation guys. So we're trying to provide that information. It's a great little website that we're sponsoring with, like I said, the FAA. So it's a joint venture. What you can find on there about the training routes that we use, typical aircraft. We have a lot of the bases around the country on there. And you can check out that site. It'll have phone numbers. It'll have altitudes. And some of the sites will even show you when those areas go hot. So that means that actually somebody has it scheduled. You can find out the time. So before you go processing through on your VFR flight plan, you can find out what we got. And hopefully contact ATC, and hopefully you won't have a close encounter of the military kind.
And Craig, I was walking through your booth earlier this morning, and I saw some fun bumper stickers. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, just like everything else, you got to have a catch. And so big thing is we don't want, like I said, the term we have is don't fly naked. And how that context is we want you to use our site to mission plan and come up with an option. Just don't just go flying out without squawking and having your IFF off and just doing the big picture, the big sky theory. So that's what the whole catch is with the don't fly naked. It's going out without a plan, and we want to make sure that if you are going to be transiting through military airspace, that you know how you can get a hold of somebody so that we don't have any potential conflicts.
So now you're providing a lot of information that isn't available elsewhere, correct?
It is actually, it is now online, and so it's open to the total general public. Before, we used to keep it in our own military pubs, so all military members would know where to go. But when you're a general aviation guy and you're looking at your sectional and you see a VR-223 and it's just a little blue line, there's no way to know how to call it. So on our page, we'll have a link on it, and you just click on it. It'll show you who owns it. The organization will have their phone number, and you can call them and find out, hey, do you have anybody scheduled across that the training route? So it's now on the FAASafety.gov webpage. There is a direct link. It's a big blue thing. It has our Seeing a Void icon on it. You can click on that, and you can access everything. And we do have, like I said, we have have the displays up and running. So if you come by our booths, we'll give you a demonstration. It's very user-friendly. It's very simple. You got little check marks. You can check things on and off. And you can scroll in and zoom in, and you can click on any of the airspaces or any of the airfields, and it'll tell you who owns it, what they fly. So, again, we're just trying to get that information out to everybody so we can it's part of our mid-air collision avoidance plan, and this is the national one. Normally, we keep it regionally within the state, so each unit will be responsible for their local traffic. But we do realize there's a lot of general aviation like to do cross countries and go into other sites. So here's they're unfamiliar with the area, so they're not in the local airfields, and they're not going to know about it. So this is a one-stop source that they can find some information out.
And Craig, I'm curious, as a percentage of the total national airspace system, how much is governed by the work that you do?
Probably those areas that you think are big black holes and think there's no airspace there. I mean, if you take a look, Southern California, Nevada, you've got the big training ranges also in New Mexico, lots in Texas, a lot of and that's the big thing, Mississippi, where I went to pilot training. I remember they always talk about the civilian guys flying through and realize there could be 12 student pilots out there who have no idea, this is their first plane they've flown, and they're spinning and doing acrobatics. So seeing avoiding them, they're not going to be really seeing a whole lot of civilian traffic. So that's where we're trying to bring awareness and what you can expect as you're transiting around. Florida is another hot spot, and definitely up in the Northeast. You've got a lot of restricted warning areas and training routes. So if you come by, like I said, we'll pull up the whole page and you can see all of those routes. And it's pretty much everywhere except for maybe Wyoming and South Dakota, Montana. It's pretty empty.
And it's updated real time?
Pretty much, I would say it's more of a, until we get a bring it totally online, I'd say it's more of a planning tool. But there are, you will see, like, about to go hot or active, it'll be yellow pending, and I think that's about a day out, and then within the day it'll turn red, and it'll even show you the hours that those MOAs could be active. And I think that's from when guys file their plans that it hits the FAA system, so we have that information available for folks. But I still, again, would talk to center before you just blast through, even if it's blue, which means it's cold. I'd still check.
Right. And you also have training routes that are low-level routes that a lot of people just don't even know what they are on the map, or don't give them a second thought.
Exactly.
What kind of dangers are with those?
Well, the training route's low-level, and I would caveat, I would take out the low-level. I'm trying to remove that because some of it can go up to 10,000 feet. So low level to me in a C-130 is 250 feet off the deck, but those are military controlled, and like I said, you click on the route, it'll tell you who owns it, but they can be scheduled by any other aircraft. And if you're down on a training route, you might not realize, but you got B-1s, F-16s, those guys are going to be doing well over 300 miles per hour. They're going to be hauling, and they can seem very small. And I know in a Herc, we actually had a close encounter with a B-1 where our 3-ship had to climb because he was just barreling down on one of those routes. So those routes are typically set aside for the fast movers, so that's why they're on the maps. Yeah, if you're going to be crossing those routes, it might behoove you to check to see if anybody's scheduled to be on that, and if you know the time frame when that they're going to enter and exit. So that's why we have that information available for you.
But, so some of those routes, you guys are authorized to go above the 250 knots, below 10,000 feet.
Yeah, T-38s, the F-16s, the B-1s, they have to fly a little faster than normal, and some of it's for their training, tactical training. So yes, they are approved. But again, that's something they would file with the in the national airspace. So it should be identified, and they should be able to tell you that in the NOTAM. And again, that's why we want you to contact the owning base, that will have the number, and they should be able to tell you who's scheduled and at what time. So again, that's part of the pre-planning, just out of cruising over that little line that you may have blown off or never noticed, that there could be some fast movers down there.
Yeah, we're visiting with Craig Babbitt of the Air National Guard, and just to continue, what agency is responsible for assembling all this information? Is it the Air Guard, or who's actually putting it together for you?
We actually have paid, it was almost shut down, but it was kind of controlled by the Air National Guard, but we just don't have the technology pieces of folks to be able to input the information. And the original website was really slow, very cumbersome, and just it seemed like you'd have to stop it and restart it. So we've partnered with the FAA. They have folks, and they like it, and they've actually incorporated near misses and or mid-airs, so they're bringing their information in. They have the capacity. We're help augmenting with the funding to help keep the site up and running. So we want to get it out to the general public so that, when they're out flying, they can have a safe flight. But yeah, it's a dual partnership. And on the site, you'll actually see both the location for our email address and theirs. So if you got any questions, you can fire them both at us, and we share information between each other.
So, I know that everybody likes it to be really, really simple. So let's say I'm just going to go out and I'm going to fly to La Crosse and back here, mm-hmm. and I have no idea what military airspace is in my way. Do you guys have like a map that you just pull up the map and then you can have all your military routes and stuff highlighted on that map?
And that's exactly what this webpage is. It shows up the whole continental United States, and on the legend you can select what you want. There's military bases, there's the special use airspace, there's the military operation areas, and you can deselect each one and it'll bring them all up separately. And the training routes, and you can zoom in and all the way even down to a city. So, because there are quite a few. So depending on how your route of flight is, you can narrow it down state by state is probably the best if you're going to bring everything up. But you can deselect each one and click on each number and see that information and find out who to call.
And then you can just see if your route roughly
crosses
any of these obstacles. You can
call up and find out. Like I said, the training routes typically aren't fully active all the time, but at least you'll have the contact and you can call the owning organization to find out if anybody's planning on being on that route. So before you go fly, I'd say, hey, is anybody going to be on the VR-255? And they'll say, nope, not today. So you could assume you're clear press to go ahead and fly through that and not have to clear for traffic. But we're trying to make sure we get the designations put on each route. There are some holes with what we got, but at least it's up and running. It's a good, fast-paced program. Now we're just going to fine-tune it and try to get a little buy-in on the Navy and the Army side. I don't know if they don't know about it or if they just are a little against it because it was started by the Air Force, but we're trying to make a one-source stop shop so that they can provide what type of aircraft, where they'll be operating, where their artillery areas are at, and so that, you know, again, general aviation won't be going flying through as they're about ready for a live fire exercise.
Well, the Navy, they should all be out over the ocean, right? They fly for the Navy, right?
Exactly. You would think, but that's not necessarily true. Navy Fallon is up in, you know, up in Nevada, and they're out there in the desert, so... You never know when those F-18s are going to come up on your wing.
And Craig, if you had one message that you wanted to deliver to all of the general aviation pilots that are with us today, what would it be?
If you're going to go flying out, is, you know, plan ahead. Try to communicate. Try to find out what you can. Once you're out and you're planning, you're actually actively flying, make sure you're talking. If you've got an IFF or a squawk, please squawk. Try to get flight following. And if worst case, have all your lights on. I mean, you can actually pick up lights fairly well day and or night. But if you got to press through for an emergency, and definitely alert somebody, you know, and what will happen is they'll notify us in the areas and we'll knock off our training and until whatever situation gets resolved. But just don't go blowing through without talking to somebody.
So you're always talking to ATC as you're doing these exercises?
Though. Yeah, they have, well, most military aircraft are going to be on uniform free radio frequencies, which, of course, the civilian aircraft aren't. They're usually on Victor. So the controllers have both radios and will notify the guys in the range. But if there is an issue, and if there's somebody that's emergency, we'll knock off and clear a path, make sure that they can get through safely.
So if you're doing VFR flight following with air traffic control, they can also tell you if...
Yeah, assuming that they're not too busy, because I always like, well, we'll provide it as, you know, as time permits. But yes, they should be able to let you know if the airspaces are active, if there's somebody that's potential conflict. But it's for those that just want to do the, I'm taking off and I'm not going to talk to anybody and I'm going to do my VFR flying, and they don't realize that, hey, there's nothing over here, or don't realize what those little lines mean, and they just go blasting through, and that's where we have near midairs. So.
And how long has this website been available?
I think it started about 5 years ago, because I know that on there was my predecessor from my home unit back in California. But it was so slow, you couldn't get anything changed. So there was a breakdown where the military units weren't able to update their information. And so we got to a point where this last year, it was a, hey, we need funding or it's going to go away. And then that's when we got out of the trying to control it ourselves, and we developed a partnership with the FAA. And so they said, hey, we can bring on that project, you know, if you can help provide the funding. Well, we were able to get the funding. So it seems like this is going to work out really well with us and the civilian aircraft guys.
Craig, we'll make sure that we pass along the message, don't fly naked.
Well, we have been talking to Craig Babbitt of the Air National Guard, and you're listening to EAA Radio.